Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Adam and Green. Apparently it either has a rap about Daryl Ryder or wants to talk about who would rap battle. Adam, welcome to the show, buddy.
Wait, is he still on or no?
Oh, no. You can still rap, Adam. We'll send it to him.
Oh, my gosh. I wanted to go back and forth with him, but I got a little something for him.
You want us to drop a beat?
Drop a beat. I'll go a cappella.
All right. Let's drop that beat.
They call you Daryl, but I call you Mr. Ryder. If my girl was in the car, you'd be riding behind her. Now, because she's a queen, or that she's mean, but she's got the best bets you've ever seen. Your flex of stature at 6 feet tall and dealing Gabriel is just too small. I'd love to see you both get in the ring and one left hook that lovely jaw is the last time, Mr. Ryder, we ever saw.
All right, Adam. I appreciate that. We will send it to him. I did dump the 7 thing, just so you know. I couldn't let that one pass the goalie. But I think Adam, our friend Adam and Green, I think he took the rap battle for today.
Yeah.
I think we can
stop it there.
We don't want beef to get out of hand here. All right. It kind of did there for a moment. Everybody won.
We can stop it there.
All right. Everybody, nobody talk about anyone's mother. Look, everything's fine right now. Now, I mean, the show's already off the rails. Let's talk to Thomas and Shaker real quick. No rapping, though, Thomas. Just no rapping, okay?
We can't do it.
I rap enough. It's okay. By the way, Jeff Phelps will probably be the best rapper in the station. He's an old head. You know they can rap. I just want to say I'm really excited about Dylan Gabriel, because I feel like he had his stats in the Big Ten last year were very impressive. And, like, you know, he's 5'11", same height as Baker Mayfield, maybe he's a little bit shorter than Baker Mayfield. But how can you not be excited about this kid? You know, and like, he's saying all the right things, he's doing all the right things, he understands the playbook well, he's going to be a spark on offense. I'm just really excited to see Dylan Gabriel this week. I think he's going to have a really good game this week.
All right, Thomas, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much. I am team, will one of these quarterbacks do something interesting really quickly, because I'm losing patience already.
Yeah, and fast. And I'm losing patience. What I'm concerned about, Nick, is that I'm not just losing patience with the quarterback thing. Like, it's making me lose patience in the entire operation, and it's making me lose my faith and my optimism as a fan in the entire thing, because you could change all of these quarterbacks, presto change-o. If you're not scoring 20 points, it doesn't matter if Mahomes demands a trade to Cleveland and plays quarterback. Like, if you can't get this offense moving, I don't know what there will be left to say about Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, also, there's more wiggle room here than I think people realize. There are the two extremes of saying everything the exact right way and then saying everything and doing everything the exact wrong. We'll call it the Johnny Manziel principle. All right. Those are I don't give a rip that Dylan Gabriel says things the right way. Mostly because I don't buy it yet. I don't know Dylan enough to know if he's sincere or not. I think I never doubted the sincerity of Baker Mayfield. I do doubt the sincerity of Shador from time to time on some of the things that he says, because he's a young kid and he kind of downplays some of the stuff.
But you don't think he uses the Browns exclusively in Madden?
No. But just specific to Dylan, like he says the right. I don't give a rip. Can he play football? Because the beauty of taking a guy that's going to be 25 later this year, the beauty of taking a guy that played 6 years in college is he either can or can't. This isn't a Now, within this season, there is the developmental angle. That's fair. But, like, beyond this year, like, guys, he's not, like, this is not going to be the one that takes 3 years to get to. If by the end of this year, you don't have a conclusive, there's something there as a starter, that's your answer. Same thing with Shador, by the way. If you don't have some tinge of excitement, hope, whatever, that's the answer. Because that's the deadline you put on yourself. It doesn't mean he won't be here next year. It just means he won't be in the driver's seat for the starting job. I'm excited for it because it's something different, and we'll see if I'm wrong. I'd happily be wrong if Dylan Gabriel plays really well on Sunday and beyond on that. Now, that being said, I got word from my friends in Carolina. And I have to admit, I was in Carolina the same time that this podcast started, and I had never heard of it before today. So I'm not saying it's not a popular Panthers podcast, which is what it's been described as, but it started in 2019, and the two folks who are running this have announced they're shutting down the podcast indefinitely due to the team's poor performance, and the podcast announced they can no longer justify the time spent away from their wives and children on Sunday. They have said, we're going to remain Panthers fans. We just don't want to do the show anymore.
I absolutely, this is so funny, man.
So it's very funny. And I do think Panthers fans, since Dave Tepper has taken over, it is very, 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 very similar to what the Browns did with Haslam.
They released like an actual statement, though. Yeah. Like.
But I know, I mean, like, real quick there. Like, Panthers fans have every right to be upset because they went from every other year having a winning season, being good, to it kind of like the Guardians have been for a while, right? Until this year because we got another playoff appearance. But, and they've gone from that to they have consistently for almost a full decade under Dave Tepper been one of the worst teams in the NFL. But specific to this seems like a real pick-me moment. Like, the only thing stopping me from thinking this is funny is how much just look at me, Louie, this is. It's like, you've had a podcast for 5 years. Impressive. I'm sure it's a very popular podcast, even though I had never heard about it, and I worked in that town for three of the first 4 years it was on the air. That's fine. Totally fine. But man, like, you could just not do the podcast. You don't have, like, the statement is like such a, we could no longer spend this time away from our wives and children. It's like, it's a 1 hour podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Podcast.
I hate to say
I host 5 hours a day, and I host in the peak afternoon time. I miss every dinner. I miss every getting off the bus. That is an actual legitimate sacrifice that I make. And I do it, by the way, not a complaint. Do it with a smile on my face because it's right for my family and it's right for us, right? That being said, you got to talk. Was it 3 days a week? You do 1 hour, 3 days a week? And that's the time commitment, the time suck that's too much?
Dude, I'm looking at this. So I pulled it up, and I'm not going to shout it out because I've got a new conspiracy. This was a marketing ploy. This was a marketing ploy to get people talking about it. Because their latest episode, where they announced that they're no longer doing the podcast, is their highest viewed episode that they've ever had.
By how much?
Significant.
Can you give the numbers, or do you not want to?
Oh,
or do you not want to put them on blast?
I don't want to put them on blast. Okay. I don't want to put them on blast because it's a grind to do a podcast.
It is, and
I came up in the podcast world. It's hard to do. It takes man hours because you're not just, you know, like you said, you know, you come in here every day, do this 5 hours per day. Like, it's taxing, plus an hour of prep before every show, like, that people don't see what goes in when you're in the building, let alone what you do when you're outside the building.
A little bit more than 1 hour prep, sir. Thank you very much.
Same thing. That's what I'm saying. When you're in the building, people don't even get to see what you do when you're not here.
It's dirty. Go ahead.
Like, these guys have to edit it, upload it, and it looks like they're doing it twice a week. So it looks like they're doing, like, a preview and a review.
So we're talking 4 hours a week?
Maybe. Maybe. And this is coming from somebody that came up in the podcast. This is me saying this. I feel like I'm an authority on the subject matter. I'm not buying it. The wife and the kids can't do their own thing for 4 hours a week.
I have to say, this reeks of ass clownery. And I'm not even going to get into Browns fans have way more way to feel about this than you do, because I think the frustration is real. That I understand. Can I also tell you, the name stinks. The name of the podcast is Meow Mix, which, unless there was actually a podcast sponsored by Meow Mix, the cat food.
Or produced by.
Yes. Unless there was significant financial funds being flushed into the Meow Mix podcast by the Meow Mix people. Or is Unilever? Does Unilever? Unilever owns just about everything. 3M, maybe? I don't know. But Meow Mix is a Charmin soft name for a podcast. Like, this is, we, you know, when Vanessa and I were debating baby names before we had Olivia, and then turns out we picked out boy names, didn't matter. But I wanted my firstborn son to be named Bronco. And Vanessa could not get behind it. And I was like, one, it's named after Bronco Nagurski, was a legitimate Eastern European badass. All right. So there's some regionalism there within where his family's from, where my family's from, about 2 hours down the road. It's also a badass name. Bronco Wilson is a badass name. Not with a C like Bronco Mendenhall. No. K, just like Bronco Nagurski. But she was like, that's a terrible name for a boy. No, and I was like, no, you understand. It's branding. And there are two boys. She liked the name Connor. No. Sorry, Connors.
Too many.
Good for you. It looks good on you. But,
like, we're two Nicks. He's sitting here. Yeah. Like,
I don't have a lot to talk. I'm Nick. Like, would have been so much cooler if I was Luke. There's already a cool Luke Wilson. Jax, that's a great name, too.
It is.
But I remember she was like, what about Connor? I'm like, all right, there are two little boys on a playground. One's named Bronco, and one name's Connor. Which one's not getting his ass beat? So there are two podcasts. There are two podcasts on a playground. One's named Prowlcast, and the other's named Meow Mix. Which one's not getting their ass kicked? It's the Prowlcast. Meow Mix? I mean, the nerds are picking on you. Like, you are fodder for everyone that gets picked on. They're shoving you in a locker room with Meow Mix.
I'm done talking about them, man. I'm done. I feel like we've given them too much free. We're giving them what they want.
216-474-0092. We're going to carry this one over. Ben, Robert, you guys stick there. How close have you come to quitting the Cleveland Browns or Cleveland sports in general over the last 5 years? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.